No plans this weekend? Hit up Slug Magazine's daily calendar and never have another Friday night in.
Shh, are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. Hi, I'm Alejandro Gomez from the band Dissension, and I play drums.
And I'm Rick Neria, vocals.
Other members are Walid Khoury, guitar, and Don Serra, guitar. We released our album Ancient Chaos on November 4th, 2017, and you can buy the physical CD at Raunch Records in Sure House and CDBaby.com. Our Bandcamp is Dissension SLC, which is DissensionSLC.bandcamp.com. We were all in the same band called Incendiant back in 2010, and we decided to move forward and change it to Dissension.
Incendiant was a great project. We gained a lot of experience and useful ideas over the years, but we felt the musical direction that we were going in with our most current, consistent lineup is the vision that we wanted to stick with. So we just decided, rather than stick with the name Incendiant, moving forward, we changed it to Dissension.
Our debut album is hugely driven by earlier death metal bands from the 90s, such as Deicide, Morbid Angel, Death, Suffocation, which, you know, they're more into grooves as far as, you know, having emotion in their music instead of just, you know, running scales up and down their fretboards. My biggest hero as far as drums is Proscriptor from Apsu. I tried to practically rip him off, but I can't do it, so. Blast beats are pretty much snare, bass drum, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, and try to go as fast as you can, and you create a pretty cool rhythm off of it, and you can, you know, how you use your right hand to manipulate the cymbals there, then that's a whole, you know, adding some sauce. That's what that thing sounds like. If you listen to the beginning of Shattered Moon, that's a pretty good example of single-footed blast beats.
We take it as a compliment when people tell us that they can understand the lyrics. It's not typical amongst death metal bands. We like to think of it as kind of a way also to get people to open up towards death metal who might have preconceived ideas about what the vocals and lyrical content in death metal is. So we like to keep it pretty clear. Doing that kind of style of vocals, I get asked often if it wears you out, does it hurt your voice? If you take a break from it, it can, but for the most part, it's something that you kind of get used to. If you kind of know how to work your vocal cords a little bit, over time you kind of learn technique so it doesn't wear on you, doesn't hurt. You might be a little bit hoarse the next day. We like to tell stories with our songs. They're mainly historical, mythological, and mystical. There's a lot of cool stories to be brought back to life by digging through old, obscure tales and history. They're loaded with topics that really relate to the brutality of metal. We have a track on the album called The Golden Horde. That's about the Mongol Empire and its brutal expansion campaigns to dominate Asia and Eastern Europe. Another track is called Oath of Abolishment. It's the last track on the album. It's a story out of Tablet 11 from a Sumerian epic of Gilgamesh. It's about the destruction of the earth and vengeful gods and man's resilience to survive that onslaught. That particular song is also a way for us to show the similarities amongst the religions as far as, you know, a lot of them repeat these same tales over and over and over.
What's most appealing about death metal and extreme metal in general is how genuine it feels. In order to play it, you have to truly mean it. There's so much energy invested in performing that. You're not half in. Waleed has a pretty good analogy that I think kind of nails it. And it's, if you're into skydiving, there isn't like half jumping off a plane. You know, you're all in, you're all jump. That's pretty much, I think, what we feel every time we practice or play a show. I think people have been pretty refreshed that we're doing this kind of music. Death metal has turned into very, let me fit in a billion notes in, you know, 3 seconds, which is amazing, but it doesn't give you the feeling, you know. I've worked with Andy Patterson for well over 10 years now. Love the guy. We've developed, you know, somewhat of a friendship slash, you know, if I did something really stupid and, you know, I can look at Andy and he'll straight up tell me that that was stupid. So just refreshing. It's, you need that, you know, especially when you're recording something. And I feel extremely comfortable with him. You know, he does a great job. Awesome dude. We actually recorded the drums and the vocals at Andy Patterson's, and then we did the guitars ourselves, and we send it off to Bob Devodian at Tarian Mixing in New York. He actually listens to a lot of the same music that we listen to as well. Once we heard some of his mixes of some of the bands that influenced us, we were like, yeah, we have to go with this guy. He did a great job.
For me, it was my first time really in the studio at all, so working with Andy was great. He really kept things moving for us, you know. He would give us good feedback, but I think he kind of had a good idea already of sort of what we're looking for. You know, I think he already has like a feeling of that type of music.
Our next goal is definitely to get the next album written. So we actually have already a few songs written, so we're really focused on getting those done. As far as, you know, playing anytime soon, hopefully in the summer, we might play some shows locally. I mean, if a tour comes up or something, then so be it, and we'd love it, but we're not too focused on that. We're more focused on evolving our sound and just getting better at everything that we do. I know I want to get better at drums, and I know the Waleed, Don, want to get better at guitar, and Rick is already too good at vocals, so he needs to step it down.
You'll now hear the opening track from our album, Ancient Chaos. It's called Demise of a Fractured Empire. You can find us online at dissensionband.com. It has all the links to our music and websites like Facebook, Spotify, etc.
Slug's print edition streets the first Friday of every month. Find it any place cool or online. More information available at slugmag.com.